Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College's student-run radio station. To find our live stream and for a full program schedule, head over to LancerRadio.org. Lancer Radio, the student voice of Pasadena City College, Pasadena, California. What is fair and balanced in college journalism? On this edition of Capture This, we'll be talking with the editor-in-chief and chief photographer of the Pasadena City College Courier newspaper. Well, we've got the two head honchos here, so I really want to... they're laughing in the newspaper room at that there. Is it possible to be fair and balanced when reporting on subjects so close to home? We find out on this edition of Capture This. Well, okay, so the budget crisis has affected students and faculty, and one source for keeping up with all the latest happenings in class cuts and other campus news, of course, is Pasadena City College's own newspaper. And joining us by phone is editor-in-chief of the PCC Courier, Neil Protasio. Neil, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And in studio joining us, we also have Daniel Nerio, who is the chief photographer for the Courier. Daniel, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you for having me.
How does the newspaper staff go about covering something sensitive like the budget crisis and class cuts? And what sort of developments regarding the budget make front page news for you guys?
Well, the funny thing is, the first time when I first stepped in as editor-in-chief, I was supposed to cover the new tax initiative that Governor Brown was proposing. And that was, you know, to increase sales tax and also to tax high-income earners. After the winter issue came out, and after a few months passed before the start of the semester happened, that's when we heard that a bunch of classes were cut and also retirees were fired. So it was just really funny that all of this developed in a way. And just like, you know, just before a week school started. So that's what made front page news, basically.
Sure. Has there been a time in reporting these sensitive issues that you're ever directed by faculty, be it your own paper staff there or school officials, to hold something back that you've maybe discovered? Or paint in a different light than you would have preferred to paint it for your readers?
Well, okay, so when we first started breaking the story, there's like different, you know, different stories coming by into the newsroom. At first we heard it was 106 class sections were cut because of the budget, and then that number dwindled down to 96. And then eventually that number came down to 56 because the director of public relations told us that this is the official number. It's 56. So we have to really be careful what we print, because we don't want to seem uninformed as your student voice.
I know a few months back you all posted an online poll that was asking anyone who had come across the poll, do you feel that the Courier staff's reporting and coverage of the budget cuts were fair and balanced? What exactly prompted you guys to do that poll?
Well, two things were happening. I was just on Facebook and I was trying to look at, you know, students for PCC, because I'm a part of that group. They were saying that we weren't necessarily shining students in the right light. I wasn't sure why they were saying that, because what they did, I don't know if you guys read about the board meeting that happened the very first board meeting of the semester. And apparently we painted students in the wrong light. And to me, it was just like, well, I mean, wasn't that what you guys were going for? You guys wanted to be chaotic, and that's what you did. After that first issue of our newspaper came out, that's when Board of Trustees Jeffrey Baum decided to talk to me. And he said that first issue was very student-heavy and it didn't capture the voice of the administration. So on one side, I have students saying that the Courier is being unfair, and then on the other side, I have administrators saying that we aren't being fair. So that prompted a response from the Courier editorial board to come up with that poll and to see where we stood. We have mixed reviews with the way we cover our events, I guess.
Sure. Now, I know Daniel Nerio, who's joining us in studio, you're the chief photographer for the Courier. They sent you out there. So what was your kind of feeling? I remember being there myself. And you know what? I know the squeaky wheel gets the grease, as they say, but kind of when you offend people, your ears are kind of shut off. There was a lot of profanity from the protesters. What was your feeling of the event and the protests that were going on February 22nd when they made those announcements for the budget cuts and the faculty reassignments?
Well, my feelings was I was kind of like a little concerned because I didn't know what to expect to happen. And I get an email saying that the building, like hours before the Board of Trustees meeting was taking place, they were saying that the building was going to be on lockdown. Sure. Make sure you have your press passes with you. I was thinking, man, this is, might be a little serious. So pretty much like whoever was there, we know, we make sure like everybody had their press passes, and then we're all in there, everything. Then we kind of went in, you know, we kind of like, you know, mellowed out, you know, kind of like, you know, roamed the place around. And then that's when we kind of like heard like, you know, like loud chanting, and we see all these protesters try and get into the meeting where they were only letting like the limited capacity inside the room.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, I realized, you know, something's about to happen. And that's when, you know, we realized, all right, time to get ready.
I know over there, your faculty advisor, Warren Swill, is very, very adamant about representing things in a very fair and balanced manner. And I know you mentioned the faculty saying, hey, you guys aren't promoting us in the best light. On the student side, what would you say to students that think the paper should be used as a soapbox, that it's our paper, that the paper should lean more towards a student's point of view?
Well, I don't think that's what the student newspaper should be doing, because we're supposed to be fair and balanced, provide both sides of the story, and that's not exactly our job. We have to let everybody know what the information is, whether or not they want us to go to the administration to get that info. We're not trying to lie to anybody when we put that kind of information out. I would rather go about preaching the administrator's information rather than preaching about rumors of 106 class sections were cut. You know what I mean?
Sure, it's about presenting facts and not so much
more
the emotions.
Facts and rumors, yeah.
Tell everybody real quick where they can find the Courier, when and where they can find the new Courier.
Well, we publish a lot of our stories online first now. Like once they get written, once it reaches its final draft, we publish that online. So you just got to keep checking back the online edition frequently just to see if there's new stories. As far as the print edition goes, every Thursday morning, probably around 10, that's when all the newspapers should be out. I mean, they should be in every department. I mean, every division office. There's kiosks right outside the CC building, right outside the parking lot.
Daniel, Neil, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I'm Brian Diaz, and this is Capture This. We want to thank the wonderful staff of The Courier for joining us and talking a little bit about the budget cuts. You can check out The Courier every Thursday morning, a brand new issue each week. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Lancer Radio, the student voice of Pasadena City College. Head over to LancerRadio.org for a full program schedule and to find our live stream.